And already discussed in the previous year, Shitas Taisus Hishanim and Taisus Rasha Taisus and Gedushin, that Halacha Chapogim Shebishneim, because it's from two different umays, like the Gemara says, an Amayni married a Mitzris. So if it's a Ben, it's an Amayni, it's Asa La'ilam. If it's a Bas, so it can't be an Amayni, it's a Mitzri, it's Asa for Gimel Deris. And we have the Gayin that learns, L'chari, that's a Pshat and Ramban Rajmur Dva, that's a third Shita. Rabbi Bechana says you go Basa Di'av, Rav Dimi says you go Basa Di'aim, and Avina says you go Basa B'pogim. Now, and this is how the place can learn, even though the Gemara says that the guy that didn't place the chayy kol mesham, the Gemara is learning out from there the din, what makes somebody a meini, a meyavi, a mitzvah, and a daimi, the zacher. His father's a meini, meyavi, mitzvah, and a daimi, so he's a meini, meyavi, mitzvah, and a daimi. But the mother, that's not kavei of the yichus by the guy. Now, there's a Ramah. We mentioned it before, but now we'll mention it b'muluyay. It's in Shulchan Aruch Evin Ezesim and Dalet Siv Zayin. Rama says the following. Ger Mitzri Shenosa Goya Amaynis. A Ger Mitzri, so Apostle Bakal, marries a Goya Amaynis. So the Gersa that we have is HaBen Hu Amayni HaBasi Mitzris. The Ben is an Amayni, the Bas is a Mitzris, and there is also a Gersa Basi Muteris. We're going to speak out this Machalikas HaPaiskim soon. But first, the Ger Mitzri that married the Goya Amaynis, the Ben is an Amayni, Ayim B'umas Aleich Achar Zohar. Why is the Ben Amayni? It's that we spoke about on the Shir and Daf Ayin Zayin, that he doesn't have an Av. If a Ger, who's a Yid, marries a Goy, a Goya Amaynis, so there is no Av. If there is no Av, so then you'll go Basidiyain. Then you'll go Basidiyain, when there is no Av. How come when a Ger marries a Giyaris Amaynis, then we don't say, then we don't go basa the Giyaris Amaynis, because we say Amayni v'lay Amaynis. So why is it true by Giyaris and not by a guy? We said two tzadim earlier. One is that there's no din v'lay chachar apsul, since she's not apostle, because Amayni v'lay Amaynis. So Mamele is no din v'lay chachar apsul, so Mamele you go basa the Av. Or, once she becomes a Giyaris, and now it's chal the din of Amayni v'lay Amaynis, same she's not an Amaynis. When she's a guy, that comes out of Chiddush. When she's a guy, she's an Amaynis. She's from the nation of Amayn. But when you have no father, you'll go bust in the cave. She is an Amaynis. When she's a Gieris, the din of Amayn of Lay Amaynis makes it she's Eis Amaynis. She's not an Amaynis Bechal. She's a regular Gieris. That was from Shorzovsky's, right? And he brought a riot like we spoke before. And Afkamina, if a guy is Bayel a Gieris Amaynis, so then you don't have an Av. Do we say now all you have is a name, so male then will be an Amayni, or no? A Geiris Amaynis, b'chal not an Amaynis. And that was in the previous year. But today, we're going to speak about the second part of the Ramah, and the Machlokes HaPaiskim. A Ger Mitzri Shenasa Goya Amaynis, the Ben is an Amayni, but the Bas is a Machlokes. Is it a Mitzris, or is it Muteris? So the Chalkas Machlokes and the Goyin say that Mitzris is a Tayyu Sefer. Has to be Muteris. They don't want to say why. They say it with the pshitas. But the reason Avada is that even though the father is a mitzri, but since the mother is a guy, and the daughter can't have a psul amayni, amayni v'lay amaynis, right? So shall it just have a psul mitzri from the father? He's not a father. The Gemara says clearly in the second parak that ain't bincha b'abin of eskham kari bincha l'binah. So you can't get a psul from the father. Just like we had earlier, we had an Amin Aleph, the Gemara brought the Mishnah in Kedushin. Mamzin Eisir Shifcha, Havat Evit Shichra, Vay Ben Chayrin. Why? The Gemara explains, because the Yishan Lila down. The Vlad is not considered his child. So Mela, he can't have a psul Mamzer. So who would then a Mamzer Zva Nagaya? And has a child, then she comes to Gaya, the child is Gaya, so it's not a Mamzer. So who then a Mitzri? So that's why they say, that's how the guy in the Chalks Mechaikik learned. A Ger Mitzri that's born an Amaynis, the son will be an Amayni, because the Amaynis, the guy, could give a psul Amayni to the son, since there's no father. So you don't say, Buma Salach Achar Zachar, the mother can give the psul Amayni to the son. Now Shein came the father, can't give any psulim. So the bas, which can have a psulim amayni, amayni lo yamaynis, is muteris, not a mitzri. That's the pshat in the Gaon and the Chalkas Mechaikik. So what's the pshat? But the Bach and the priest and the Taz, they all say the girsas are basi mitzvahs. The Chayitz HaPala. The emesis by mamzer, there's no mafurish a gemara by mamzer, by a guy, that if someone's born a guy, the vad's not a mamzer, the vad's a guy, and if he's megayer, he's not a mamzer. But it's a Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchas Suri Yediyah, Perek Tzvav HaChagimel, at the Shulchan Aruch, in Simedal HaTzivchav, is mafurish. A mamzer that's born a goya and is gay, the vad's not a mamzer. So why would you say that a ger mitzri that's born a goya aminus and has a bas? A bas is a mitzri. Why would the vlad not be a mamzer because it's a goya and the vlad would be a mitzri? It's a pella. I saw Shmuel Zavsky in the Kunchus Linyam Suli Kolos Eis Dalid. He wants to say the machlokes is like this. The emes is this din of mamzer neis shivcha vlad eved. The machlokes tanon. Reb Tarfin says that, and Reb Elazar said, no, the vad is an evid mamzer. It's not going to work. The psul mamzer is going to be chal even on the evid. And the Gemara says, what's the svar of samachlekes? The Tamar Rabban is like I Gemara said, Yishav Yiladeh. And what does Reb Elazar hold? He said, the emes is always have the lishmachaisim levesa vesa. You always have the lishmachaisim levesa vesa, you go over to the av. But since it says, lo yaleichach psulay, lo yavay lo yibikal Hashem, lo yaleichach psulay, that's mafkia from the Mishpachais Leveisa Veisam. Who had din? It should be mafkia from the din of Isha Viladeh. That's what the Gemara says. That's the machlokes of Leza and of Tarfin. And what does the Rabbanan say? What does the Tarfin say? Kol Vlad bimei Shifcha Knanis ke Vlad bimei Behemadami. Now, it's be'etzim loy would be mafkia Shiviladeh. But Kol Vlad bimei Shifcha Knanis ke Vlad bimei Behemadami. So what's the pshat in that? Rashi says, She'em b'siachas acha oviv klal. That there's no yachas to the av. In other words, if shechayis leveis leveis, and there is a yachas to the aim, it's just you go bas to the av. Loy alecha chapsulay says, in this case, you go bas to the aim as well. Mashayin kain, ha'ish of yiladeh means it's b'chol no av. There is no av. If there is no av, it's not shayach chapsul. If you learn that way, so you can't be mechalti in a evin and a guy. My guy also, it's that way. There is no av, not shayach alecha chapsul. That's what the chalak is mechagig and the Gayan hold. Gayan mitzvi shabal gaya minus, it's not possible that the son of be a mitzvi, there's no av. But the time is you could say a different shot in the Gemara. The Gemara had this kasha. Reb Tarfin says, the Evid's, that the Vlad is going to be a Ben Chayit, and Vlad is going to be an Evid, and Mamel is not going to be a Mamzer, and Mamel is a Meshachim is a Ben Chayit. Reb Elazar says, he's an Evid Mamzer. Why? Because, Layach Ipsula is Mefkir from Isha Viladeh. And what's pshat in the Chachamim? By a shivcha, you say, a vlad bimei shivcha, kevlad bimei behemadami. Because a shivcha is b'chol natshayach yichus. By an evid, there's no yichus. You find the Gemara earlier, it doesn't bring this, but the Chayas, what it means. The Gemara earlier in Daf Samach Bey says that a guy, when they're a guy, there is yichus. It's considered a son. By evid, not. Amadai melechamar. So that's what it means. A vlad bimei shivcha, kevlad bimei behemadami is that there can't be any yichus by an evid. He's an Evan, he loses all his Yichus. Mashengen a guy, could be there is Yichus. But it's still Shver, because we said, L'maisa, the Paiskim aren't arguing on the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that says that by a Mamzer that's born a guy, and he's this guy, he's not a Mamzer. So he says, that's because the Chalais Psul Mamzer can't be Chal on a guy. And the Mela, since he was born a guy, so he's born without a Chalais Psul Mamzer, but Chal not Shayat and a Mamzer, a guy should be a Mamzer. Mashenki and the Chalais Psul Mitzvah could be Chal on a guy. A guy could be a Mitzvah, a guy could be an Amani. So Mela, by an Evan, by a Shifchon, Vlad be made Shif, Vlad be made Adam, it means he doesn't have a father, Bechal, it's not Shaykh. By a guy, so then the din of Lehem HaLechach Psulam could be Mefkin from the din of Ein Bincha, Habam and Abiskam, Nikr Milcha Elabana. But by a Mamzer, it's not Shaykh. Because a Mamzer, you can't have a Psul Mamzer on a guy. Mashaykin a mitzvah, you can have a psul mitzvah on a guy. So come to some machlokes, very interesting machlokes. That's klar. If a Yisrael is born a guy, just like if he's born a Eved, it's a Gemfurish, a Mishnah, if he's born a guy, the Vlad is not going to be a mamzer, this guy will be kosher. But if Yisrael is born a minus, or a chayru, then a mitzvah. A mitzri is going to be born a guy. Or who then a mini? So there, So machlokes the chalkis got machlokes again. The guy holds no. That since she's a guy, it's not his son. He bechal. It's not miyuchas after him. It can't be any psul. Now Shane Kane, the Bach, the Taz, and the Prisha, they learn no that a psul memzeris she can't give over because not shaykh a psul memzeris to the guy. A psul mitzvah meini meavi could go to the child even though the mother's a guy. So Shulam Rizovsky brings down there the kasha from the achrenim. On the Gemara earlier, which we spoke, the Gemara says, he lives the Amr Abiyuda, Kos of Tom Beledel, and Matsi Yadav Ragbu Vesa Medrash. Since, if Abiyuda is Kal Gerim Ikvi Kal, so a Mitzri Sheni can't marry a Ger, so how's a Shaykh a Mitzri Sheni should have a son, a Mitzri Shlishi? If you say that a Mitzris also, you don't say Mitzri Vloy Mitzris, Kos of Tom Beledel, so then he can marry a Mitzri Shnia, and then the son will be a Shlishi. Mashen Kane, if he wouldn't hold that way, if a mitzvah shnia wouldn't be possible, so it wouldn't be shayach b'chlal to have a case of a mitzvah shlishi. Elamai marries a Yisrael, the Eloi k'siv kro. That's what the Gemara said. Yeah, Gemara in the previous amud. So the Chayim asks the Kasha, why don't you say he can marry a guy? I ain't allowed to marry a guy, but the Irish Shayim that hold that the Issa deraisa is only from the Zayin Umas. And even the Rambam, he only holds the Issa Deraisa is only Derech Chasnus. Derech Znus is Mutami Deraisa. It's only us, Al Zvezin Shal Chashmanon. So Mitzri Sheni, Kim Mizana with a guy, and then all of a sudden will be Tar. So being such a Kasha from the Achreinim. I tell you that a Kasha, Shemari Shtukis, Shemari Nesina, we spoke about Nesina. Have a marrying a guy. If you marry a guy, so then the son will be a Mitzri Shlishi. Now, Kamuva, in this Kasha, is only a Kasha of Bina Bach and the Taz and the Prisha. That holds if a Mitzri marries a guy, so the child's a Mitzri. If you all like the Chalks Mechaikik and the Gayin, if a Mitzri marries a guy, the child's Mutis, it's not a Mitzri Shlishi. It's not a Mitzri Shlishi, even if a Mitzri Risha marries a guy. The Psul won't go over if he marries a guy. But the Kasha is, if you hold like the Taz and the Bach and the Prisha, then when a Mitzri marries a guy, the son and daughter is a Mitzri. So that's the case. The Mitzri Sheni, I mean, there is, so how do you have a Mitzri Shlishi? Mitzri Sheni will be Mizana with the guy, which is Mutami Deraisa, and now his son will be a Shlishi. Mitzri Rishin, so the son will be a Sheni, but a Mitzri Sheni, the son will be a Shlishi. That's, he brings Achreinim's Kasha. But he says a very interesting teretz. He says he would say that if you hold Taka like the Bach and the Taz and the Prisha, if a Mitzri, whether Rishin or Sheni, marries the guy and has a son, a Mitzri, that son will be a Mitzri Rishon. I, the father's a Mitzri Sheni. Teretz is, you say, Rabbi Aaron also goes with this side. There's a psul called Mitzri. That's a psul. The father has a din Mitzri, the son has a din Mitzri, period. Now, what's the din with Mitzri? That if you're a first generation Ger, so you're also Bakal. If you're a second generation Ger, so you're also Bakal. If you're a third generation Ger, you're Mutter Bakal. But if you can have a case where your father's a Mitzri Sheni, but you're a first generation Ger, so then you'll be a Mitzri Rishon. So if you're going to say, like the Bach Taz and Prisha, that a Mitzri is born a guy, the child's a guy, if he's Megayer, he's a Mitzri, so he's a first generation Ger. The Psul Mitzri will go to the child, but he won't be a Mitzri Shlishi. Even if the sons, even the father's a Mitzri Sheni, his children be Mutter Bekal, but that's only his regular children. But here he has a child from a guy that's really not Miuchas after him. He just manages to get the Psul over. Aslam Aleichach Psul and overrides the din of Ein Bincha Abdomen of Eschom Kari Bincha Lebuna. Because you don't have the din that Vabi Me Shifka Kedahim Bedami by a guy. So come there, he has a Psul Mitzri. Vosvar Mitzri will he be? He'll be a Mitzri Rishon. The Rabbi Aaron also says the same. They both are Miyasha with this. I don't want to be Meirich. Akasha from Bukvegan, that Bezim and Aleph and Makis on the bottom Tesis, that Adam Zaymanin, that Tais has Akasha, that Adam Zaymanin who's made, that someone's a Mitzri Sheni, and they should become Zaymanin. So they both have the same shtickle. They would become a Mitzri Rishon. Bechaigamna, if you would say Akasha Zama. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara is discussing Mamzerim, and the Gemara says, a discussion if after 10 generations in the Kevus HaMutter, do we say that since we know that there are also Le'olam from Amenia Me'avi, and they're in the Kevus HaMutter, Sirus in the Kevus HaMutter, or do we say Daim Minav Uki Ba'asram, that by Mamzerin, Nekevis, and the Skarma also at Eilam. So the Gemara there mentioned, the Asher Belezer, what's the din after 10 Dairis? He said, they're not even going to live more than 3 Dairis. The Gemara explains that if a Mamzer is known, so then he could live for many Dairis. If he's not known at all, he won't live even for 1 Dair. And if he's a Diyah, V'lo Yadiyah, so then they'll live for 3 Dairis. So the Kaivet Tzaris of Bechanan in Simon and Ches brings the Shara Melech's Kasha. That there's a rule that a Mamzer no one knows about can't live. So he has a Kasha in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tes. Gemara in Chulin Daf Tes wants to know, how do we know there's a halacha you can go bus a rave? They go bus a rave and use rave to be Mechriya Shaila. So the Gemara says, Avaraya from Maka Aviv. How could you give someone Misa for hitting his father? Maybe it's not his father. How could you give him Skila? Elamai, because you go by Sarayf, and Rayf Vila Salah Acharabal. So Sharon Melech says, according to this Gemara, a Mamzer can't live. So let's say secretly it was someone else as the father. So then that means he's a Mamzer. So the Gemara says a Mamzer can't live. So how do we know you go by Sarayf? Maybe really you don't go by Sarayf, but how do you know it's his father? Because he's married, we know which woman gave birth to him, and she was married to this person. So if it wasn't this person being the father, so he's a mamzer, and a mamzer can't live. So that's a mela. How could the Gemara bring a raya go basarei for maka aviv? That's a shayim melech's kasha. So Bechana wants to answer with a lumdus like this. Achaya, what's the pshat a mamzer can't live? Rashi says, because if a mamzer is unknown, Hashem will make sure that no one can marry to a mamzer. But midiraisa, a suffik mamzer is mutter. Mamzer vaday v'loy mamzer suffik. And like we explained before, like we discussed in previous year in Dafayin Vav, the heter of Safek Mamzer is not that we assume he's not a Mamzer. The heter of Safek Mamzer is Beter is Vaday. Even if Kamish Maya Gali is a Mamzer, even if Miman of Shach, it's going to be Aser. But no, there's a heter called Safek Mamzer. The Torah didn't ask for a Safek Mamzer. That's what we discussed then. So the Shai Lisa, what's this thing that the Gemara says that a Mamzer won't live? Hashem's going to make sure that no one will marry a Mamzer. You let him marry a Mamzer, a Safek Mamzer. That's the Kasha. If you have a chalei safik, you have a safik, you have two tzadim. So this chal ahead to call safik mamzer. Mashengen, if you have no idea that he's a mamzer, there's no reason to think he's a al pi halacha, he's vade not a mamzer. So not a safik. So there, if kamishmaya gali is a mamzer, then he's taka a mamzer, then it's taka nisir. So come at, if you taka have two tzadim, you don't know. Is he a mamzer? Is he not a mamzer? We don't know. That's the halacha. So then, he's mutter. But if the halacha is alpi what we know, he's definitely not a mamzer. But secretly, hiddenly, without us knowing he's a mamzer, so that's not called a suffik mamzer. So merely don't have a heter. He says a similar thing by teruvis, by bittul b'raif. If you have an iser and mixed into heter, teruvis of yavish b'yavish, you have one shtickle iser that's mixed into a few shtiklech of heter, and we say you go b'saraif and you'll not eat the entire thing, there's no iser b'chlal. But let's say you don't know about the teruvis. You don't know that it's mixed in. So it's not called the teruvis. It's not called the teruvis. It's no heter bittul b'raif. If you eat the yasi, over an iser. If you know that you don't know which one is us or which one's mutter, so then you have a teruvis. If you have a teruvis, then it's chalais bittul b'raif. Then you're allowed to eat it. But if you b'chlal didn't know that there was a mixture of iser and heter, as far as you knew, everything was mutter, so then you are over by eating the iser. Because there's no bittul. Halacha l'maisa. If you have a kazayis of chelev mixed in two kazayisim of shuman, you don't know which is the chelev, which is the shuman, you say batul b'raif. You like to eat all three of them, you don't bring a chatas. But let's say you didn't know, you had three kazayis, you had no idea that there was any chelev, you found out that one of them was chelev, you bring a chatas. That's the halacha. So the same thing he wants to say by safik mamzer. If you know there's a safik, it's chalacha l'isat of safik mamzer. If you don't know there's a safik, so Mamela is no heter. So Zakta Bachana like this. So Mamela, if the halach is you don't go basarayf, so then everybody's a suffik. So why are you allowed to marry anybody? Also din of suffik mamzer. So Mamela, Hashem wouldn't make that a mamzer wouldn't live. Everybody has a heter of suffik mamzer because we have no way of knowing who anyone's father is. You don't go basarayf. So everybody's a suffik mamzer. Everyone's a suffik mamzer, so everyone's mutter. Everyone's mutter, even if they're a mamzer. But hind. So now, you wouldn't have any raya from the fact that he lived, that it's his father. because it's a Safek Mamzer. So, how would you know it's his father? Elamai Yigo Basarev. Now that Yigo Basarev, Sekum Dais that Locha is, that we know have a Bir, that he's not a Mamzer, so if Klapi Emes is really a Mamzer, he wouldn't have that to a Safek Mamzer, and that's why he won't live. That's what Bechanan stares to the Sharmel is Kashmir. Lamaisi was Chazer, because he says that it's more from the Ran in the fourth parak of Kedushin, Mishpacha Shinitma Nitma, the Gemara says, if let's say a Mamzer got mixed into a Mishpacha, no one knows about it, so that's it, it's all Mutter and no one's allowed to tell. So you see that even if you don't know, even if you don't have a Suffolk, there's a Hatter of Suffolk Mamzer. So he tied it must be the Pshat's like this, even though it's Mutter, there's no Isser to marry, because it's a Suffolk Mamzer, but still it's not Miachis. Lamaisa, there's a Metzias of Mamzer, it's going to be, then that's what Hashem is trying to prevent by making sure Mamzer doesn't live. So you might have the same kasha. So how do you know again that they go by Sarai for Maka Aviv? Maybe the Eichacha is, if it wouldn't be his father, he'd be a Mamzer, and then he wouldn't live. So the Kavit Sarai says that no, it's possible that it's not his father, he's still in a Mamzer. Why? Because Eved of Akam Abba Mas Yisrael, even Eishas Ish, is not a Mamzer. So it could be the father's a guy, and then it wouldn't be a Mamzer. But that would only be like the man, the Amr, Eved of Akam Abba Yisrael, Avad Kasher, which we baskin like. But l'chai, you could say another case. You could say that if he was a Sarbe, not through Abiyah, a Sarbe Mahamati, if the Sheikh Wazir came in through, not through Abiyah, so the Taz, in Yeridei, a Simon Kufsa, the case of on Zion, brings a Rabbeinu Peretz and a guy is smacked, but that's not considered a Mamzer. So you'll never have a Klarkite. It could be, even by an Eishas Ish, it could be that someone else, but it's not a Mamzer because it was Ibra, not with Abiyah, it was Ibra Mahamati. And now let's go right up. The Gemara brings by Nesinim. Amr Avchanim Ba'adim Nesinim David Gazlaim. A big sugyet ends on the next Amr as well. A whole story why David was Gazlaim and the Nesinim because they weren't Rachmanim. And then the Gemara says at the end of the next Amr that Moshe was Gazlaim for that Torah, his own Torah, Yeshua was Gazlaim when the Beis Hamikdash was around and David was Gazlaim forever. That's the sugyet. And the Shaila is, in the context of the sugyet, it sounds like the Issa in the Nesinim comes because of Xeris Racham, Xeir of David HaMelech and Yeshua. But earlier, on the Fayim Vavim and Aleph, we had that Rav had originally said the Lysis that Nesin is an Issa de Rabbanan, because Lysis Katenbaum is only Begiyusan, and that's why Ebsuadak is Mutter with the Nesina. But then Rav changed his mind because he says Lysis Katenbaum is Dafka Megarius, Megarius is Chayach Skatna. So you see clearly that Nesinim Lamaisin, the Gemara at the end of in Vav, the Maskanus HaGemara is that Nesinim is an Issa de Raisa, and here it says it's an Issa de Rabbanan. So what's the Pshat? So there are four Shitas in the Rishainim. The Rambam sheet is Taka Machlekes Asugis, and the Rambam paskins Halacha L'Maisa Nesinim Ad Rabbanan L'Chayra. He passes like the Havimin of the Gemara earlier, because that's the sugya here. It's a Machlekes Asugis, and that's Halacha L'Maisa Nesinim Ad Rabbanan. Rishayim are bothered from the Mishnah in Makis Eilan Aleikim. One of them is a Baal Nesina, but I guess the Teretz is that Nesina is the Rabbanan. They brought in the Mishnah Derech Agav Gora. It's Lav Dafka, and they got Malkus Makus Madness, because that's what you're going to have to say about Grusha v'chalutza v'kain edin. Chalutz is their Rabbanan, and it's Agav Grusha, but the Rishayim are bothered, because Chalutz, you'd say Agav Grusha, why should you say Nesina if it's their Rabbanan? But that's a Shita Sarambam. The Baal Amar earlier also holds that Shita, that Lama Halacha Lamaisa, Nesina is their Rabbanan, the Reis is only when they're a guy, when it's a guy, it's only it's their Rabbanan. On the other end, you have the Shita Shemein Natam, and now it takes us here, the Maskel Nesinim here on Ayin Tesem and Aleph, and in Iksuvis, and Avchav Tesem and Aleph, the Maskel Elu, that this and Nesinim is the Raisa. Laisa's gotten well like the Maskel there. What's Pshat in Agamara? Agamara is not discussing the Isser. Agamara, the Xeir that David made, and Moshe and Yeshua, is they made Xeir that they're Avadim. But really, to marry them is anyone else in the Raisa. A little bit dachuk in the sugya seems to be saying why they're also to get married. According to Rabbeinu Tam, they're also they made exeiv avadim to make sure that you don't mingle with them. So that's the second shita. Rambam holds that the Rabbanan, Rabbeinu Tam holds it's the Raisa. The Ramban and the Rashi Ritva say that the people from the seven umas that are the Geir, they're also midiraisa, like the maskana vayivavim and aleph. So what do you need the gzeira for? Because their children will be mutter. It doesn't say nisadairis. By amen and mayav mitzvah and daim, it says nisadairis. Mamzer says nisadairis. Nesinim says nisadairis. Can't come married with them. even when they become a ger. But their children, you could get married. Once they become a ger, their children are mutar l'kol. And that's what's exeirin, that even the children will be aser. So wherever it says that issa deraisa of nesinim, it means the first generation of nesinim. Like the Mishnah in Makkos, it all means the first generation of nesinim. Wherever it says in issa derabanan, it means subsequent generations. That's the Ramban Rashi Dvo. And then there's a very interesting sheet that's arrived. We have it in our Saga Sarayvan on the Rif, and the Ramban also brings it, which he says like this. He says, the issa deraisa is because we don't accept the geirus as a full geirus. The Shiva Umay said, I'm a geir. Why are they a geir? Because they're afraid they'll get killed. That geirus is not accepted for the Shiva Umas to be matin them to get married. That's the aside of the Isser. But if they would subsequently be Megair a full geirus, then they'll be mutter. The geirus that they did is not enough to be matin them because it's a shacha geirus. It's a geirus because of skids. Geirus arayus. But if they would go subsequently and have a full geirus, they'd become mutter. The gzeira is, we're not going to accept that geirus. That's the gzeira. We're not going to let them become full geirim. So, midaraisa, if they were to become full geirim, they'd be mutter. Moshe, Yeshua, David said, you can't allow them to become full geirim. Hank, that you have the gzeira, they can't become full geirim? Now the taka be asa midaraisa. That's the Ravid starts. Very interesting musig. That you have a geirus, which is a geirus, but not enough to be matter them. That's the Yisrael Yisrael. But if they get a full geirus, then it'll become mutter. Now some learn this way in Rashi. In Rashi it's a little bit, there's a shail in Rashi. Rashi in Awasug is pretty clear that the geirus was at the Nala to get married. So you see the chayrus in this Nizder Rabbanan. In Ksuvah also in the beginning of Perigimel, Daf Chavtes, so the ball in the scene of Rashi says, the scene is also because the geirus is David. So you see, it's the Rabbanah. Now, Shenkin Rashi is the legend after Nalef, and the Makkos, the beginning of the third Perek, he says clearly, the scene is also because of the Lavlois of Skatenbaum. That's the Raisa. The Ramban here already asked the Kasha on Rashi. So, in Ksuvis, the Megine Shleimai says the Teretz, both the Megine Shleimai, it's very interesting, both the Megine Shleimai and his grandson, the Bnei Yeshua, were Mechavin to the Ravid. They both say that the site of the Issa and the scene is because the Geirus is not a good Geirus. But the Megine Shleimai says a little different than the Ravid in Rashi. He says that the Gzeira wasn't that we shouldn't allow them to become Gerim and the male the Asa Midaraisa. The Gzeira was, even when they become full Gerim, they'll still be Asa Midarabanan. So comes that similar a little bit to the Ramban Rajman Rivah, that there aren't a Sinim that are Deraisa on Derabanan. The Ramban Rajman means the first generation is Deraisa, subsequent generations are Derabanan. The Megine Shleimai's Vart is that the Nesinim with the Geiris that they have, the Geiris that is the fourth Geiris, they're Asami Deraisa. When they become full Geirim, they're going to become Asami Derabanan. That's the Megine Shleimai. But Yeshua says a mamish like the Ravid. That means Deraisa, the reason why they're Asas is because they don't have a full Geiris, and the Gzeir of Yeshua done is not to allow them to have a full Geiris, and Mamel they'll be Asami Deraisa. Mamish like the Ravid. And that's why he wants Lin Rashi to answer the Stira in Rashi.